This morning, Friday, May 8th, this morning's morning drive brought to you by Tommy of Chicago. Yes, yay, okay. Tommy, I can't believe it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes, yay, okay.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1902, I say chew, of the BFO for Friday, 8th of May 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got some voice letters, and I'm just going to nod a bit. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, llamas. Big Fatty, that's what they were yesterday. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You were indeed a llamas yesterday, and I never told you why. Big Fatty, it just gets worse. It just gets worse, y'all. You were a llamas yesterday, and thereby you are a llamas today. Because, y'all, it's quite alarming that Big Fatty's memory is as bad as it is. But y'all, you were a llamas yesterday because, y'all, did you see the artwork? Did you see the artwork for yesterday's little show over there at the BFO? It was a picture of the Vons. Yo. It's a picture of her birthday cake, and y'all, it set off the smoke alarm. It called the fire department. It wasn't just a smoke alarm. It was a four-alarm fire. Y'all, that's why you were alarmers, and so that's why you're alarmers again today. Betty, it's just not right. Y'all, we are getting the effects. We are getting the effects here in Charleston. Of the tropical it's not a tropical storm yet, but it just brought us an ass load of rain. Big Fatty, is that a weather term? Yes, it is a weather term. Y'all, by the way, I saw the morning weatherman. It's the morning rat, not the weather rat. You know, there's only one weather rat, but the morning rat. When I was getting my gift can for my mother. At the Total Wine, y'all, he was in there too, and y'all, he's a cute little thing. You know these TV people, they're all tiny. They're all just as tiny as they can be. Big Fatty, you were taller than him. Well, I don't know if I was taller than him, but I certainly wasn't shorter than him. Big Fatty, that means that you were taller than him. Well, okay, maybe so, but. Y'all, we are getting the effects here in Charleston of the tropical depression. Big Fatty, maybe they need some Zoloft off the coast, and y'all, it's supposed to keep up through the weekend here. So y'all, it may be maybe a little bit soggy. It was certainly soggy today during the coal mine event that we had going. Y'all, by the way, today for right day, Larry Cly and a friend of his, y'all, they're going up to the New York State. Big Fatty, are they going to get salsa? I think they are. Either that or, y'all, they're going, they're probably going to go to Schmackery's. Y'all, do you know what Schmackery's is? Yes, Big Fatty. It's spelled Schmackery's, and y'all, it's lip-smacking good cookeries, and Larry Cly has ordered these before, and y'all, they're expensive as hell, but they're delicious, and they've got all kinds of good flavors and everything, so y'all go over there to the www, and y'all, when you put in your first order, you get free shipping. Big Fatty, that's lovely, and y'all, that's how they get you. That's how they get you is the shipping, because y'all, it's quite honestly, it's more than the cookery. But y'all, I ordered some cookeries. Larry Cly had a 20% off. I think it was 20% off.
coupon, and I don't remember what the coupon code was, but anyway, if you're interested in ordering, I can probably get that cookery code for you. Big Fatty, the cookery code. Yes, we love the cookery code. Anyway, y'all, I ordered a couple of dozen cookeries, y'all, let's see if I can remember what the different flavors were. There were two. There were three of each flavor. There was a red. There was a red velvet. There was a sweet cone, y'all, and it's made with a cone meal base, and y'all, it's just delicious. But it's sweet. There was apple cinnamon crisp or something like that. There was lemon poppy seed. There was something like a dirty Mexican, not a dirty Mexican, a dirty leprechaun.
Big Fatty, it's vulgar.
And y'all, that was a chocolate cookery with chunks of green mint in it. And
Big Fatty, the postman's pulling up. Oh, Big Fatty, oh, he didn't drop anything off. There's nothing in the in the mailbox. Poor Big Fatty.
What was I saying? There was some other ones. Oh, y'all, there was one that was called the Corny Cowboy. And y'all, this was a savory cookery. I hadn't had one yet, but it was, it had cone and it had jalapenos in it. And y'all, it sounds delicious. I may have to have one of those with a glass of sangria or something tonight.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Then I had a peanut butter cup cookery. And what was the other one? It was a what was it?
Big Fatty, we don't remember.
Some kind of strawberry. It was I don't remember. It was some kind of strawberry something. But y'all, they came in, and I handed some out to folks there at the coal mine. And y'all, then I brought the rest of them home.
Big Fatty, you're going to be the size of the vines if you eat all those.
It's probably true. But anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from us, let's do this.
Yes, Big Fatty.
You're having it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty! Big Fatty! God damn it, Big Fatty. Have I done this before? No, sorry, it's fine. Keep going. It's Guru Nudy in Tampa. And I'm just wondering, when you get back from these horror hotel weekends, do you experience con drop? Oh, that's what they call it on Fat Life. Like, where you spend a weekend immersed with your peeps, as it were, and then you get back to, like, real life at the coal mine, and just kind of like, oh my god, what the fuck? Anyway, I was just wondering, I don't know, that is not an official X, Big Fatty question. And we got Loverman over here. Hey, would you like to chime in, darling? Chime in.
Oh.
Chime.
Oh, hey, Fatso.
All right.
Love you.
Love to chime, thank you. All right. Anyway, regardless, this is Guru Nudy in Tampa. Ciao, baby.
Voices of friends vanished and gone.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Guru Nudy in Tampa. And y'all, there in the background, that was his homosexual lover.
Yes, Big Betty, his homosexual lover. And first of all, Guru Nudy, thank
thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. Been way too long since we heard from you last. And even though this was not an official Axe Big Fatty question, it's an excellent question nonetheless. And it was more of an excellent inquiry. No, I don't really... you know, by the time I get back, I'm about ready to be back to my normal self. But you know, it's it is what it is, y'all. And I gotta tell you this: when I go to the horror hotel, and Granny can verify this. Big Fatty, Granny didn't know how to verify anything. He can verify that he's about to shot himself. Yes, Big Fatty, he can do that. When I go to the horror hotel, y'all, yeah, I go over there to have a little bubble honky, Big Fatty, or you know, something along those lines. But y'all, I go over there to just kind of get away and relax and have a couple of cocktails and just hang out with folks I don't get to see on a regular basis. But you know, there's stuff that you be sharing for the normal routine also. So anyway, I enjoy both. I just enjoy both, and we'll just leave it at that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So everyone knows that the only thing I love better than the BFO and Poodle and Kim Beaver and Tommy, is Bob and Sherry. So listen to this.
You shouldn't expect a really great movie. You just can't always expect each one to be better than the last. And I hate to overuse bacon analogies, but the piece of bacon that I had for breakfast this morning was not better than the one I had last night for dinner, but it was still awesome. And I will not judge the piece that I have for lunch against the previous two. You just can't do it that way.
That's an open mind.
Exactly.
You're an evolved creature.
Yeah.
This movie creature.
Am I not? I'm deep. That's what I am. I'm deep and wide. The movie opens up with a big back.
Okay. Well, that was Lamar, and he is a employee of Budweiser Anheuser-Busch, and he does movie reviews for the Bob and Sherry Show. So anyway, that is his comparing bacon to the show. So anyway, this message is for Timmy Sims. And that's what I meant by comparing bacon. So anyway, sorry for the misunderstanding. And by all means, never assume that my Facebook status is directed at you. Thank you. Have a nice day. Love y'all. Mean it. Goodbye.
Big Granny, what was she talking about? I have no idea. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. It's lovely. Big Fatty, is she on that Nada app that Trucker Alex? I don't think she could do it because it's limited to three words. Big Fatty. But anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, I am completely out of calls again. Big Fatty, no one loves us anymore, and it's Mother's Day and everything. Mother's Day weekend, maybe they'll all home call on Sunday for Mother's Day. That would just be lovely. You know, we'll see. Anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and I'm sure whoever that was meant for, it made perfectly good sense to him. Kind of like the opening of today's little show. Big Fatty, what was that all about? I have no idea. I just got a message saying, please put this at the beginning of the little show, and y'all, you know, when KB talks, people listen. Big Fatty. Yeah, y'all, I don't know what's going on, but it is right now. It's 5 minutes after 6 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, the postman has driven by the Fat Villa about four times since I've been sitting here recording the little show. Y'all, I think maybe it's a substitute letter carrier, and y'all, he's just kerfuffled. Big Fatty, y'all, let's see what's on my list here. I was right about the quiz program, about the dancing. Sure enough, we said goodbye to the Bachelor and that Robert Hershevek, the Shark, from the Shark Tank, and y'all, we're getting near the end. You know, it is May, and May is a sweeps month, and y'all, we're getting near the end of lots of different quiz programs and everything. Y'all, there's a new program that's coming on. I think it's one of those special things where it's a 1 week program. And it's called 500 Questions. And y'all,
Big Fatty, that's way too many. Is that like X Big Fatty times 500?
Yes. Anyway, so y'all, we don't need 500. Yeah, Big Fatty, you still got 1,000 and something show. Y'all, by the way, have you noticed that we hit show number 1900 this week? Today's 1902, I say, chew. So y'all, we're almost two-thirds done with the BFO. Big Fatty! Anyway, y'all, you know, I got the Kohl's cash, when I bought the chairs and the bar stools, and, so y'all, I've used my Kohl's cash. Y'all, I needed to get some, new replacement brushes for my teefies, for my electric teefy brush, and because y'all, you know them too, I say Tuesday, I've got to go to the El Dentista, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentista. And y'all, I got me a paper towel holder. Y'all, I didn't have a paper towel holder here in the Fat Villa, so I got one of those. And y'all, then I've been looking for this kind of fake grass that, you know, that comes in little planters that you can put around the house, and it's just decorative kind of stuff. And y'all, I found it at the Kohl's, and it comes in a little silver pot, so y'all, I got a couple of those, and you know, just for a little the
Big Fatty is nothing but something to collect dust,
anyway, so I got some of that. And y'all, with the Kohl's cash, and y'all, I had a 20% off and a 10% coupon for Mother's Day. Y'all, all of that was how much was it? It was $10. Big Fatty. And y'all, I think it said I saved $150 or something like that.
Big Fatty, that shit's expensive.
It's true, but you know, when it's free, it's all right. And y'all, free shipping. Free shipping also. Big Fatty, you did good. Y'all, I told you about my cookeries, and today for right day, my niece, my youngest niece is graduating from college.
Big Fatty, you're an old fart now.
It's true. When your youngest niece or nephew and all is graduating from college, you're officially an old fart.
Big Fatty, you smelled like one for years.
But the other thing, speaking of old farts, y'all, you know, we talked earlier this week about that Clem Cadiddlehopper, and y'all, there were several people who remembered fondly Clem Cadiddlehopper. Miss Kitty said he had fond memories of Clem Cadiddlehopper, and I believe Guru Nudy, who we heard on the cellular telephonic device call, along with his homosexual lover, he says he loved Clem Cadiddlehopper and Gertrude and Heathcliff, and that Peter G, you know, he used to be out there in the Bay Area, so nice and handy twice. He said he was so glad that Big Fatty did not put him in with the old people.
Big Fatty!
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, Big Fatty has got a lot on his plate this weekend. Y'all, a big announcing gig this weekend. Actually, two big announcing gigs this weekend. So, you know, I've got to have the me, 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 Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Miss Bacon. Y'all, I don't know what in the hell she was talking about, but I believe she was talking about the weather and traffic together, you know, on the drive time. And this Friday, she was featuring old Digger. You know, Digger's been retired for, y'all, it seems like it's been years and years, but actually, Miss Bacon, has it truly only been a week since Digger retired?
Yes. Yay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for being concise. Happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.